Good morning. Outside of a stray shower across western Massachusetts, we are looking at mainly dry weather across interior New York and New England. It's muggy again this morning, most places in the mid-60s to around 70 to start the day. In this environment, scattered showers and thunderstorms will tend to fire up, but not only this afternoon, but perhaps even some this morning. In and out sunshine otherwise, and hazy, along with the humidity, temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 80s. A front draped across the Canadian border with New York and New England will sag to the south slowly as waves of low pressure approach over the next couple of days in an overall troughy environment which will promote more scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll be on the warmer and muggier side of the front for the next couple of days. Overnight lows tonight will be in the upper 60s to around 70 with additional scattered showers or thunderstorms. With that front nearby and a stronger batch of energy heading our way at jet stream level, more scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible both tomorrow and Friday. High temperatures will depend on the amount of cloud cover we see, but should be in the upper 70s and lower 80s both days. The push of air behind that system on Friday will clear things out on Friday night. This will set us up for a drier day on Saturday to start the weekend, and with a fair amount of sunshine, we'll bounce back into the lower 80s with comfortable humidity. In fact, it looks like it's going to stay dry on Sunday. We can't rule out a shower or thunderstorm with a little energy passing by in some of the computer models as we bounce back into the lower and middle 80s. In fact, with some more energy heading our way, the early part of next week, we'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms for both Monday and Tuesday, and highs both days in the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of the mid-Missouri Valley and upper Midwest into the lower Great Lakes. Strong destabilization is generally forecast within this slight risk area, southeast of a surface low pressure system and elongated mid-level circulation. While there currently appears little obvious focus for one consolidating area of thunderstorm activity, multiple areas of convection appear possible in the presence of generally modest westerly mean flow on the order of about 20 to 30 knots. A few upscale growing, but generally small convective clusters appear possible late this afternoon, primarily accompanied by a risk for potentially damaging wind gusts. Meanwhile, excessive heat will build into the Central Plains and Mississippi Valley, where heat advisories have been issued today. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 50 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 67, 87% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.96 inches and it's holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, a scattered shower, a storm, upper 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 76, that's 4 degrees above normal. 14 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, for the month 1.36 inches, which is 8 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 25.39 inches for the year, which is 5.38 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 11 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 91. That's 17 above normal. And 288 for the year, which is 66 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1935. And the record low, 44. In 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the middle and upper 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, right around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the middle to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with more scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the middle to upper 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s and lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, dry Saturday near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, just the outside chance of a thunderstorm Sunday, lower to mid 80s. And more scattered showers and storms Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.